Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 23rd. Grains look to open up a little bit higher here today. This news that the EPA is going to lower mandates on biofuel, I thought should have pushed corn lower, but I also thought it would help rally the crude oil, which would help rally the bean oil, and that's what we saw overnight. Bean oil was up 162. Crude oil is currently up $2.53 a barrel, so I think that certainly helps the oil industry, but doesn't necessarily help the corn industry. But with the bean oil higher, that certainly supported the beans. Now, to start off the week, we sold 458,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. I don't think that's a huge deal to the market right now. I think what is, it's the second day we haven't seen any Chinese purchases of soybeans. So if that trend continues during the week, it's going to be a little bit tough to get too bullish on the beans. We don't see that Chinese demand out here. We'll have crop progress tonight at 3 o'clock. I think we should show some improvements out here. We've had some rains. I'd be surprised if we didn't. But we're getting into that time of year where they start deteriorating just because the crops are going to start drying down. Inspections at 10 o'clock. They should show pretty good exports, I think, for the corn and beans. I think one of the big problems this week in the grains is the funds are long 230,000 contracts of corn in a technical environment where they should be, let's take a quick look, not quite short yet, but they certainly should be out of their longs. This is the second close under the 100-day moving average. If we get the 10-day, it's crossed the 50-day, that's bearish. Actually, that should be their first signal to be a short a little bit. And if we close the 10-day over the 100-day moving average, I think the funds are in serious trouble here. I don't see anything really friendly out here. We had good rains over the weekend in North Dakota, Minnesota, northern Iowa, just exactly where they needed it. There's going to be more showers this week across the Midwest. There's going to be some heat. We're going to touch 90 degrees in a lot of areas, but only briefly, and they'll be accompanied by showers. So I don't see anything really affecting the markets long-term. Too early to about talking about a frost or anything else, but certainly that would be a negative to the bean production if we did see an early frost out here. The dollar's starting the week off 32 ticks lower, but we're still over 93 cents. If the Fed continues, or if they're going to ease bond purchases out here, I think the dollar will move higher. I think bonds will move lower. Bond prices will move lower. Interest rates will move higher. And I think inflation, while not out of control by any stretch of the imagination, is certainly rearing its ugly head out there. And if we have inflation, that should cause higher interest rates in the long run. So overall for the grains, maybe a little bit of bounce here because of the bean oil and the beans. The wheat, it's still dry in Argentina. It's still dry in Australia. It's still dry in parts of Russia. So that's been the underpinning on this wheat market. And I don't see that really changing anytime soon. If anything, I'd want to be short corn, long wheat. We'll see what the market has to say this week. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.